Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here with you, Donis Haslam. Thanks for taking time. Really appreciate it. Big weekend. Your guy, his jersey's going up in the rafters, Dwayne Wade. The idea that they're giving him 3 days to celebrate him. And I mean, it feels like there's so much to span what your partnership has been like with him and everything you guys have done for this franchise.
I mean, for me, I mean, I give him 3 months if he wants it, you know, for what he's done for this franchise and what he's done for this city, you know, the friendship that we have, the relationship that we have, he deserves it. So, you know, if it's 3 days, I'll make sure that, you know, I celebrate all three with him, you know, as much as I can. Obviously, different situations, I have to work and take care of business, but, you know, it's my guy. I'm going to ride out with him.
How much have you, I guess, enjoyed? Like I saw yesterday, you were rolling around Miami with Caron Butler. You guys have a little business down here in Miami. How much do you enjoy those ventures? Like, I know you're still playing, but the idea that you guys have all grown up in this sport and it's opened up these windows for you guys and you're still continuing that kind
of
stuff.
Those are some of the most parts of our conversations that we have. You know, the things that we're doing off the basketball court. You know, we try to inspire each other. And enlighten each other on some of the different things that, you know, we've chased and how we've gotten to the points that we're at off the basketball court. So we trade gems and jewels all the time on those different things. That's probably, you know, at this point of our life, one of the most intriguing things that we do together is have these conversations and bounce different ideas off each other and help each other along on how we got to different points in life.
Have you guys ever gotten into it as teammates? Is that ever?
You
and D Wade?
Yeah, all the time.
Is there one that sticks out in mind? Because it always seems like you guys are always kumbaya.
No, probably when he hurt his hand, or he had a hurt finger, and we were playing Charlotte in the playoffs, and Jeremy Lin's shoe came off, and he picked it up to give it to him, and I slapped it out of his hand. You know, I was like, don't give him the shoe, let him pick his own damn shoe up. But I forgot D Wade had hurt his hand or his wrist, and he got pissed off at me, and he, you know, we had a little back and forth. And then, you know, through heated conversations in the games, we go at it a little bit. But, you know, once the timeout is over, we check back in, we get back to work. You know, we never take it on the court with us. We never take it off the court with us. You know, it's just a moment, and we move on. You know, we both want the same thing.
This upcoming celebration, are you have you prepared a speech? I imagine you're going to talk. Have you prepared a speech, or are you going to be a shoot from the hip guy?
Shoot from the hip all the time. You know, that's the best way, authenticity for me. But I don't even know what my role is. I don't know if I have to speak anything. I thought I was just showing up to.
You got to have some
to attend.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, everybody's going to expect you to. It'd be weird if you didn't talk. Like, everybody's going to want to hear from you, especially in front of a crowd and whatnot.
I'll figure out something.
Write down some notes.
Figure out something.
When you're a speech giver, you like a storyteller? Is that type of deal?
Man. You know, just going to, you know, whatever comes in my mind when it's that particular moment and how I'm feeling. I'm sure there'll be a lot of emotions going on, you know, a lot of happiness, you know, a lot of cheering, a lot of energy, a lot of joy. So I'm going to take all those emotions and put them into words when I feel it.
You guys had this really cool moment this past weekend. It's all the young guys that's so successful. Dwayne was kind of a judge. You mm-hmm. were there, Bruno. What did you think? Because the franchise has kind of gone on this up trajectory this year with the winning. What do you think that this year and that weekend kind of felt like for you? Did it feel
I felt amazing. I felt like it was a huge win for the whole organization. And just the Heat, you know, Heat culture and Heat Nation overall, the way our guys went out there and represented, you know. Obviously, you know, Duncan didn't get it done, but in my opinion, I still feel like he's the best shooter in this league. First time out there, you know, a lot of different things coming to play, shooting off the rack, nerves. But I believe he'll get it done when he has the opportunity to go back there again. Obviously, hoping that Tyler Hero is healthy next time, but, you know, we were represented to the fullest. And I'm proud of our guys, and I'm happy I had the situation and opportunity to go out there and support those guys. You know, I wouldn't change that for the world. That was great for me, too, to see those guys out there.
What do you think of the allegations that Dwayne fixed the dunk contest?
No, I disagree. I was there the whole time. I watched it. You know, I was actually, you know, one of the guys that said, hey, he came down on Taco's head before he dunked it. So, you know, for me, I understand why he got it now. He didn't clear him. You know, if you're going to jump over a 7'5 guy, you got to clear him.
Can you give me a sneak peek? What is this Rick Ross, this partnership? I saw you on the album cover. What do we got coming?
It's a little fun, man. I'm just talking, just hanging out with the guys in the studio, kicking it. And, you know, we living life, man. We just having fun. We enjoying it.
Before we get you out of here, I wanted to get back to the Caron Butler thing. You guys going around Miami. Mm-hmm. What is this? This is going to be some kind of a documentary. And what was that like kind of going around the
just a little small close-up 360 story that I'm doing with him. Just taking them around, seeing some of my people, some of my old stomping grounds, you know, where I grew up, where it all started for me. You know, have an opportunity to get a little bit of backstory on UD. You know, I feel like everybody sees the things I'm doing now. And, you know, I'm definitely thankful for the opportunity that I've had. But, you know, everything wasn't all sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah, but now you're rapping with Rick Ross, man. It's all good. You got businesses and all.
And Raphael Sadiq, don't forget. Mr. Lay Your Head on My Pillow.
Yeah. Thanks for the time, UD. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.